Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The DH, Steve Braun. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fifth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Todd Cruz. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Busby. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lascano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting eighth. The DH, Dick Davis. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor strikes out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Bando reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper takes first base on ball four. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie takes first base on ball four. Bando moves to third. Cooper moves to second. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano takes first base on ball four. Bando scores. Cooper moves to third. Ogilvie moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore bunts towards third. Brett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bando strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Moore and he is safe. White steals second. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. Cruz moves to second. It's Royals, 1, Brewers, 1. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cruz moves to third. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Braun for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Lizcano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Moore and he is out, Yount applying the tag. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Lizcano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Moore and he is safe. White steals second. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cooper. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Cooper steals second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cooper moves to third. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lascano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Brett reaches second base with a double. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Cooper, and towards Molitor, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. White hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cruz hits a pop-up towards the mound. Slayton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bando bunts towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to third. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Molitor scores. It's Royals, 2, Brewers, 2. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby spins and fires to second, and Cooper is picked off. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 3 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards center. Thomas fields it and throws to second to catch Braun for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brett moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Lizcano bunts towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to first for the out. Ogilvie moves to second. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ogilvie scores. It's 3-2, Brewers. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. White hits a line drive into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Todd Cruz. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 3, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.